Okay, so you said it was kind enough to reproduce some stuff. Since Shemitah is coming in, although it's a few months, it would be kedai to learn some of the Minchas Chinuch, really all of the Minchas Chinuch, at least to look at it, on the Inyanim of Shemitah. And although obviously the Minchas Chinuch is not halacha l'maisa in any way, but at least you get a sense of the basic shitas of Rishonim, the areas of Machlokas, and some lambda shakashas on all of these Inyanim. And the Shemitah appears several places in the Torah, and I tried to collect, I think I left out by accident, I left out one of the mitzvahs, I see now, Kufyud Beis, I didn't give you, but the one I want to start with today is in Parshas Behar. Parshas Behar is the main place for the mitzvah of Shemitah, although it's in Kisisa and Mishpatim already, and this is the mitzvah Shin Chafov, 326. And this is the general commandment not to do work on the land in the year of Shemitah. Now, we all know, of course, and that you know from Gittin, if you're learning Gittin, that there's a huge, huge machlokas if the mitzvah of Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the oraisa or drabanan, because some say that Shemitah the oraisa is totally on Yovel, and Yovel depends on most of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Some Rishonim say Shemitah is not totally, in fact, it's Machlokas in the Gemara ultimately, but the Machlokas are Paskin. There is also the Sheet of the Baal HaMa'or, which is a Das Yochid Mamish, who says Shemitah b'zman hazeh is not even Drabbanan, it's only a Midas Chasidus. So we have three Sheetas, ranging from Shemitah as Midas Chasidus, Shemitah Drabbanan, Shemitah min HaTorah, and the majority of poskim are the middle shita that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is drabana. That has a lot of ramifications. We'll talk about it as we go through it. For example, the famous or infamous heter mechira of selling the land to the goyim is predicated on Shemitah being drabana, meaning if Shemitah is d'oraisa, it wouldn't be shayach a heter mechira, but if it's a drabana, so there are studying to be mako. We'll talk about that be'arichas at some future point. Now, what's interesting is this, just as a hakdama, Shemitah is both a loy sase, a bunch of loy sases, and an asay. And if you look in Parshas Behar, so the asay is, Vashana, well, there are two essays. One is, V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. The land shall rest as a Shabbos for Hashem. So the same way I as a person have to rest 6 days and I rest on the seventh day, so there's a mitzvah, of course it's not a mitzvah on the land, it's a little peculiar, right? You can't say, the land is commanded to rest, it doesn't mean that, but it means I am commanded to give the land a rest. The Shavsar Shabbos Lashem, in fact, the Panovich Rav used to go around on Shemitah and he would kiss the trees and say, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. This was a Shabbos Lashem. And the other one is, Uvashana HaShviyis, Shabbos Shabboson Yir Leoretz, Shabbos Lashem. So there are actually two assays to let the land rest on Shemitah. But then we have some specific negative commandments, and these are very specific. One is, Satcha leisizra, Vekarmacha leisizmar, Esviach kitzircha leisiktsor, Vias invein nizirecha leisiktsor. So this is important. We have two mitzvos asay to have the land rest, but we have four specific pu'ulos that are on you, that you are not allowed to do during Shemitah. Only four. The first is, you are not allowed to plant. That's an Isur D'oraisa of Zeria. Sadcha lo Sizra. Zeria. The second, Karmacha lo Sizmor, you cannot prune your vineyard. Now, what is pruning? Pruning is when you cut away surplus branches so that the fruit on a tree will grow better. In Hilchos Shabbos, if you do zamira, so it depends, right? When I cut branches off a tree. So the Gemara in Shabbos actually says, it depends why you're doing it. If I'm cutting off the branches because I want the fruit to grow better, that is a tolda of zireya. Because the same way you can't plant, so you can't do something that causes the fruit to grow better. If, however, I cut off the branches because I want to use them for firewood, that is kotzer. I'm harvesting. All right. Because harvesting is when you are eiker davar migidula because you want to use it. Okay. If you're doing it for both purposes, you want the tree to grow better, and you want to use the firewood, you're chayav two malachas for one pula. You're two chatais. That would mean if you did a bishoge, you're chayav for zireya, you're chayav for kotzer. Now, it's interesting that although the pula of zemira applies to any tree, an apple tree, a pear tree, the Torah does not specifically asur zemira for everything. The Torah asurs zemira for a carob. So one question you might ask, so zariah is the first malacha, can't plant. Zemira of a carob is the second malacha. And there you have a question, what about zemira of other ilanas? And the second question you can ask, but here the Gemara gives us the Torah, given the fact that zemira is a tolda of zireya, why is there a need bichlal to asur zemira? Zemira would be a tolda of zireya. So here the Gemara says a big important klal in Ma'ariv Katan that on Shavuos only avos are asur and not toldos. Meaning to say, unlike Hilchos Shabbos, where once we have a malacha of zireya, we have all sorts of toldos. By Shemitah, the only thing that is usher is what the Torah Beferish says. Therefore, actual planting is usher. For example, let's say you've been watering. Now, many things are usher drabbanan, obviously. Things are usher drabbanan. But let's say I want to water my garden. Now, what malacha am I over on when I water my garden on Shabbos? Hashka'ah, right? What malacha is hashka'ah? Once again, it's a tolda of Zireya. But since it is not a tolda that is asur b'feirish, under Torah law there's absolutely no problem under Torah law with watering a garden or watering a field. And the raya the Gemara says is a quite good raya, because if you're going to say that the avais of Shemitah have told us, there would be no reason for the Torah to give you a lav of zemira b'kerem, because every zemira b'kerem would be a tolda of zireya. The fact that the Torah had to ask your zemira b'kerem means you wouldn't have known it from Sotcha le'Sizra, because it is only the actual zireya that's asur, not the zemira. So zemira needs a separate pasuk. So it turns out, according to that, since hashka'ah does not have a pasuk, right? There's no lav of hashka'ah. So me'el doraisa it's mutter. Now again, midrabanan and all these things are asur. La halacha, for example, you're only allowed to water a tree enough that it will not die, but you're not allowed to water it so it'll... But that's drabanan, d'oraisa, that's not emes. But still, with all of this, so the Gemara answers that, Tasha, but the Gemara doesn't address the question, what is the status of zemira bishar ilanais? Is zemira bishar ilanais nichlal in parmachal sismar? Or is the lav of Karmachal Leisizmer only Karen, and Zemira Bishari Lanais is only Usur Midrabanan? Okay, we'll leave that as a question. So those are the first two lavin, Zaria and Zemira. Third lav, Safiach Kitzircha Lo Siktsor. Safiach means things that grow wild. You're not allowed to plant, but what about stuff that grows wild? So here the Torah says, you are prohibited to harvest that which grows wild, an iser of kitsira. Now this also needs some basic explanation. Wait a second here. You're telling me you're not allowed to harvest on Shemitah. How can that be? The Torah itself says, "V'haisa shabbos ha'aretz lachem liyachla." Whatever grows wild on Shemitah is for you to eat. Right? You eat what grows. How do you eat without harvesting? I mean, what? You got to go to the apple tree and then chew it off the tree? You know. So what do we even mean when we say there's an iser to be kotzer, what grows during Shemitah? So we'll see. Again, the Michos Chinuch will talk about it. I mean, maybe all the Rishonim talk about it. But the simplest explanation, which is the Rambam Shita, is this refers to being kotzer kedarko, that a person should not harvest Shemitah peros the way they harvest their field during the year, which means they harvest the whole thing. Rather, you only harvest what you need to eat for that day, meaning the concept of Shemitah harvest is what is called foraging. You go into the field and you take what you need, then you go back home, as opposed to harvesting a tamus gedolah of the whole crop. Right? So this is a little different. So this is not an absolute iser of ketzira. This refers to an iser to be kotzer kederech hakotzrin, which either means, according to the Rambam, basically means don't do it in a tamus gedolah, and it's also nichlal in that don't harvest in a way that you physically prevent other people from being able to harvest, meaning you don't kind of block the way of other people, right? That's like, okay. Now, the fourth lav seems to be doing the same thing, except for grapes. Inve nizirecha lo sift sor. So kitsira is for grain, and butsira is for grapes. Just means a grape harvest. So here, it's a little peculiar. Both lavin are prohibiting harvesting. Harvesting the way I described it. Either harvesting the whole thing or harvesting in a way that's blocking people. But one is tavua and one is grapes. So l'chaira, you have a problem. Tavua and grapes are not the only things. In other words, you see the same symmetry. The iser of zaria seems to be tavua. Zamira is kerem, grapes. What about Samira of other Ilanas? What about planting of Ilanas? Right? What are you over on the love if you plant a tree during Shemitah? Right? Now, Kitsira, you have the same thing. Zariah is the beginning of the process. Kitsira is the end of the process. The Torah assers harvesting grain, and the Torah assers harvesting grapes. No, Kedarka, whatever. What about harvesting fruit? Is there any dough? Now, again, Drabbanan, for sure there is, because the Mishnayos tell us that. But the Shaila would be, if you want to ask, what is the law of the Araisa, you have a number of problems, okay? Because the Torah seems to be covering, basically, in both the planting and in the harvesting, it seems to be covering grain and grapes. It does not cover trees, nor does it cover vegetables, actually. Trees and vegetables are not covered by any of these lavin. On the other hand, it's safe to say that l'chala pachais, the assay is going to cover them, because the argument would be, at a minimum, if I plant a vegetable, the land is not resting. But that's going to be the question. Okay. So it's important that we see these, that number one, we only have four lavin, and two assays, and we have the important yesite of the Gemara in Mayed Katan that Shemitah, it is only the avos that are usher and not the toldos, which would actually mean that you are allowed, doraisa, you are allowed to water, number one. You might be allowed to be zomer other eitzim. That might be true anyway, but, right? And number two, let me give you a third example. What about pulling up weeds? That's called menachesh, weeding my crop. Now, again, let's look at it in Hilchos Shabbos. What malacha are you over on if you're menachesh? So you're not over on kaitzer, because if you don't want the weeds, you're not kaitzer is only when you want it. So menachesh, the Rambam says, is a tolda of zayreya. You're enhancing So actually, it depends a little bit. It's a little tricky. If you are menachesh before you plant things, but I want to get rid of the weeds before I plant, menachesh is a tilde of chayresh, because chayresh is when you prepare the ground for zriya. So it depends when you're menachesh, right? I could be menachesh is a tilde of chayresh, but once it's growing and I'm afraid that the weeds are going to kill my plants, so nichush is a tilde of zireya. But once again, according to the Gemara in Ma'ikatan, the Araisa, you would be allowed to be menachesh on Shemitah, because it's only a tilde of zireya, and unlike Hilchos Shabbos, Shemitah, it is only the avos that are mentioned, that are forbidden, and not the tildes. Okay, important to say. So when you learn Mishnayos Shavuos, you will see that all of these things are usher. But it's important to be aimed on the fact that many of them might be usher d'rabbanan, which is interesting, because then you get into gzeira l'gzeira, because if Shemitah as a whole is only d'rabbanan, and yet we find Isurei Molacha d'rabbanan on Shemitah, that's d'rabbanan. It actually is a gzeira l'gzeira in that way. Now, what about this? Am I allowed to plow my field during Shemitah? What about Charisha? Now, for Shteitzach, the Mishnayos say that it's Aser, there's no question about that. But the question is there an Iser D'Araisa to be Choresh my field? So, once again, based on the law in here, there is no law to be Choresh a field during Shemitah. The Torah asers Zeria, the Torah asers Zemira Bekerem, the Torah asers Ketsira of Tfua, and the Torah asers Betsira of Anovit. Doesn't Aser Charish? But here is the Kenej. There is a Pasuk in Tisisa that says, Becharish Uvakotsir Tishbez. Let me just find the Pasuk here. You may remember this from Maseches Matos, also Rosh Hashanah. This is towards the end of the Parsha. Yeah, so here's the problem. This is in Shmos Parak Lamadal. This is after the Chedo Ego. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sheshes yamim tavait ubayim hashvi tishbeis. So again, it's very important. This pasuk is not talking about Shemitah. This pasuk is talking about Shabbos. And on that, the pasuk ends, v'charish uvekatsir tishbeis. You shall rest, you shall refrain from plowing and harvesting. Now, the Pasuk shot of the Pasuk is, this is talking about Shabbos, not talking about Shemitah. But Rabbi Akiva time is like this. The Pasuk cannot be talking about Shabbos, because why would it single out Choresh and Kotzer? Shabbos has Lamedtes Malachos. There's already a lot of Kol Malacha Leisasa. Why be pirate Charish v'katsir here? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Im einai inyan. If I don't need the Pasuk to teach me about Shabbos, the Pasuk is teaching me something about Shemitah. But, he then goes further. But l'chaira, I don't need the Pasuk about Shemitah either. Now, this is where the Gemara is a little shrewd, because I don't need to be told, Kotzir, not out the harvest during Shemitah, because the Torah already says, Satcha loy siktzor. So Rabbi Akiva uses the Pasuk for Tisefes Shavias. Now again, Tisefes Shavias is an amazing thing. It is a Doraisa, that within 30 days before Shemitah, you cannot do these Avedas. But it was a deraisa that only applied Bizman HaMikdash. In other words, Halacha Moshe Sinai said, And there's no mikta. In other words, it's not totally on Shemitah being the Araisa. Even if Shemitah is the Araisa, Mizman is that. There's no din of Tosefta Shvi'is. But Rabbi Akiva says, Choresh means you're not allowed to plow on Erev Shvi'is, 30 days, which will help you, help the ground for Shemitah. And Kotzir refers to the Peros Shvi'is that are Nichnas into the eighth year. They have Kedusha Shvi'is, you're not allowed to harvest them either, even though it's the eighth year. Tosefta Shvi'is before, and Tosefta Shvi'is afterwards. Now, here is a problem. This is Rabbi Akiva's drasha. And that is the following. Rabbi Akiva is utilizing a double Emeno Inyan. I don't need it for Shabbos, so we've got to be talking about Shemitah. Okay. He then says, I don't need it for Shemitah, so we've got to be talking about Tosefos. Now, wait a second. I don't need it for Shemitah. Well, that's true for Kotzer. Because I don't need a pasuk to tell me I can't harvest during Shemitah, because that's the law of Satchel Siktzer. So Memela, the Chiddush is, I can't harvest Peiro Shavias after Shemitah. Good. But wait a second. What gives me the right to say it's Marba and Isra of Harisha, Erev Shavias? Maybe I need it for Harisha B'Shavias itself, because Harisha B'Shavias, Bichlal has no Isra. So where Rabbi Akiva's second Imeno Inyan isn't true for Harisha, at most it's only true for Katsira. Well, he doesn't say. So the postures of the Gemara, just the Gemara, has to be this way. And that is, the Charish of a Kutzer Tishbais, the Pasuk has to apply to the same situation. We're not going to be Matzik and say, oh, the Charisha thing is during Shvi'as, and the Katsira thing is after Shvi'as. Rather, Rabbi Akiva means the following. Since Lagabe Katsira, Al Korchach, it has to be talking about after Shemitah, because during Shemitah we already know it. So the Pasuk is referring to being Maisif. So even on Harisha, it's one Pasuk, it's referring to being Maisif. Ah, so then the question you'll ask is, okay, so how does Rabbi Akiva know you're not allowed to plow during Shemitah? If the Pasuk, and so the answer would have to be a Kal Vachomer. The answer would have to be that if the Torah says I'm not allowed to plow before Shemitah, then Kal Vachomer. Because the question is, you get into a lot of problems of Ein Shem and Adin. Meaning like this. If I'm, well, okay, so actually, that's an interesting thing. You don't get Malka, okay. You don't get Malkus on Harisha Mimanashech, because Harisha is not allowed. Tishbais is a mitzvah saseh. Now, I'm thinking out loud. In other words, what bothers me here is that anything that's Nasar only from a Kal Vachomer, you cannot get Malkus for, because Ein Einshim and Adin. So I was thinking, wait a second. If we only know Harisha during Shavias as a Kal Vachomer from Tosefta Shavias, how could you get Malkus? But the answer is, it's not a kasha. The answer is, you never get malchus for Harisha, because Harisha is not a lav. Harisha is only another asay, tishbais, and ein hachinami. There's an asay not to do it during before Shemitah, which is the drasha. And then we make a kal v'chomer that's going to be usher during Shemitah. And I can use a kal v'chomer to create the mitzvah asay, and there's no problem with ein einshim and adin, because you don't get malchus for Harisha. Okay? So this is a pretty roundabout way of figuring this out. And that is, the only makor, according to Rabbi Akiva, for the Isser of Harisha during Shavias is a Kal Vachomer from Tosefta Shavias, which is a conclusion he arrives at via a double Emeno Inyan. A Pasuk that's talking about Shabbos, I don't need it for Shabbos, so it's coming for Shemitah. For Katsira, I don't need it for Shemitah, so it's coming for Tosefos before, and Tosefos after, and Memela, since I don't want Chayrish to be a different type of Ukimta than Katsir, I make it Chayrish before as well, and then I make the Kal Vachomer that you can't do it during. But it's interesting, according to this, no matter how you figure out Rabbi Akiva, If I'm chayresh during Shemitah, I do not get malchus. It is not nichlal in those lavin. Lavin at all. Yeah, I'm saying.
That's correct.
But Katsira after Shemitah would not get malchus.
Why not? It's not from Kalfa either.
No. I know that, but here's the point. Well, that depends if it's a gilui or not. Meaning like this, Rabbi Akiva says like this: I don't need the pasuk to asher katsira during Shemitah because that's already the lav of sadcha leisiksa. So what is the assay of Tishrei coming to include? Katsira after Shemitah. Now, one second. If he means Katsira after Shemitah is only usher because of Tishrei, he's saying the lav in Bahar is only during Shemitah, and after Shemitah is only an isser assay, you would not get malchus. Or the other way of learning is, once the Torah is Megala, there's Tosefes, it redefines the law. Now, that's a very good question. If a person is Iver on the Isra of Katsira of Peirei Shavias after Shavias, is he Iver on the law of Sadcha Leisikzer? Meaning, is Tishbais a Giloi of an expansion of that law? No. There's a very big difference. It can't be a gili on Charisha because there's no lav that covers Charisha. But for Zaria, it's Yitachin because there is a lav that covers Zaria.
You said there has to be the same limud.
Well, it has to be the same limud insofar as what this pasuk is saying. But once you have the limudim, in the case of Zaria, it could be Megala on the lav in a way that it can't in the case of Charisha. That's a good question. In other words, you're asking a very practical question, and that is, if I am kaitzer, peirei shuvias, in a way that I'm not allowed to harvest, whatever that means exactly, will I get malchus, mitzvah shuvias, for the lav of sadcha leisikzer? That's a good question. That would depend on how I understand tishbeis. Yeah. The other thing that I want to point out, too, is, this is Tamakash and Rabbi Akiva, that in reality, the pre-Shemitah Tosefes and the post-Shemitah Tosefes are really not symmetrical. They are really two different types of Tosefes. The pre-Shemitah Tosefes is like Tosefes Shabbos, meaning the restrictions of Shemitah begin early. By the way, another question I could ask, so many questions, is, well, the Pasuk is telling me it begins early that you're not allowed to plow. Are you allowed to plant minotaur? What about the other things, right? Okay, that you don't even know. Okay, we'll leave that for now. But whatever it is, it's based on a Zman Mesuyim. That 30 days, remember Kibbutz, 30 days before Shemitah, there's an Isser of Charisha. The Isser of harvesting after Shemitah, it's not like it says, for 30 days after Shemitah you can't harvest. It's not totally on Zman, it's totally on whether the produce in question has the Kedusha of Shemitah. That's a whole big topic in and of itself, but suffice it to say that in the case of grain, the definition of having Kedusha Shavias is it was maybe Shlish in Shemitah. In the case of Ilanais, it's totally on whether there was Chanata, budding, during Shemitah. In the case of Yerukas, it's very interesting. In Yerukas, they say it's not Shaykh Nisr Katsira. The reason is very pashut. Yerukas have Kedusha Shavias only if they're harvested during Shemitah. So any Yerek that wasn't harvested during Shemitah doesn't have Kedusha Shavias.
There's no budding
process? No, there's not. For Shemitah, Yerukas go Basr Lakita. So by definition, it's not Yitochen in Nisr Katsira on Yerukas. Now this would depend. There is a Shita Satisis in Rosh Hashanah that says that the definition of Lakita does not mean actual harvesting, but it means when it's roy to be harvested. So theoretically, according to Taisvis, if the Yarek was fully ripe during Shemitah, it has Kedusha Shavias, I wouldn't be allowed. That depends on what Lakita is. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's not symmetrical, meaning to say it's not a fixed period of time. If something is in the field that has Kedusha Shavias, then even 6 months later, 8 months later, I wouldn't be allowed to harvest it. So in a way, the Tosefos before and the Tosefos after are two very different halachas. The Tosefos before is a chalais of the Kedusha of Shavuos on the Zman. The Tosefos after is not a chalais on the Zman, it's a chalais on the Peiros, which had Kedusha Shavuos, in which every min is different, right? Yerukos, Peiros, Tzvua, all of them have different shiurim. How they are nitfas is the phrase. They're nitfas. They're grabbed by the kedushas shavias. Okay. Now all of this is Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Now the Gemara in Makkos brings Rabbi Yishmael is a totally different drasha. Again, this is going on the pasuk in Kisisa, b'charish uvakatsir tishbais. B'charish uvakatsir tishbais. So Rabbi Yishmael says it's talking about Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shemitah. Talking about Shabbos. So it's talking about Shabbos, right? We're back to the Kasha. Why do I need a pasuk for Shabbos? Islamic test melachas lecture. So he says, I need it for a hekesh. Ma charisha rishus. Just like plowing on Shabbos is, or plowing. Plowing is never a mitzvah. There's never going to be a case where plowing is a mitzvah. So the Torah asers plowing because it's never a mitzvah. So the ketzira that the Torah asers on Shabbos is only if it's the ketzira of a rishus, and this excludes Rabbi Yishmael and Zadathir, that ketziras ha'aymer, right, the ketziras ha'aymer. There's a mitzvah of ketziras ha'aymer the night, the second night of Pesach, in order to bring the aymer the next day. So let's say the first day of Pesach is Thursday. That's the first day of Pesach. Friday. So the second night is Friday night. So Ketzira Saimer is Deiche Shabbos. That's how he learns. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but how do you know that? Maybe the Charisha, in other words, you're telling me, just like Charisha's Rishus, so Ketzira's Rishus, Yatsa Ketzira's Aymer. Well, maybe Charish is a mitzvah. Maybe the Torah is telling me that if you want to be Charish for the Aymer, you can't do it. And the Mela, if you want to be Kaiser for the Aymer, you can't do it. So the Gemara says, no. Even Charisha of the Aymer is not a mitzvah, because there is no mitzvah to be Charish. If you found a field already Charish, there'd be no mitzvah to be Charish. But to be kaitzer, even if you found grain already harvested, there's a mitzvah to be kaitzer. So we can make the statement definitively, ma charish rishus. Because there is no such case as a charisha de mitzvah, because even a charisha for the omer wouldn't be a mitzvah, because if you found it charish, you wouldn't have to be charish. Ma she'enken ketziras ha'omer is a mitzvah, because even if it's matzah katsur, mitzvah liktzor, so we can therefore say charish is a rishus, so the katsir that's usher is a rishus, yatsa ketziras ha'aymer. Yeah.
By the omer, the ketzira is that ma'akev omer? Omer is drash.
Yeah, it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah saseh to be katsir. Who starts a ketzira?
I would understand if it was ma'akev, so then they have to cut it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't need a pasuk. See, that's the kinesh. If it would be ma'akev, then you wouldn't need a pasuk. It would be like any other avayda that's ma'akev. The chiddush of the pasuk is, according to Rabbi Yishmael, even though it's not ma'akev, even though it's nixer v'yayim would be kosher, but since it's a mitzvah, it's not dumya de charisha.
And if it was ma'akev, we would have known automatically that it's zocha Shabbos, or would have said that it's not zocha Shabbos?
No, we would have known that it is zocha Shabbos, because if it was efshir to do it earlier, it would be Teich HaShabbos. In fact, that's why Rabbi Akiva says it's not Teich HaShabbos. Number one, if you harvested it earlier, but the evidence would be kosher. Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a pasuk, so he applies the normal rules that you apply to the avodah of korbanos. Now, here's the question. So according to Rabbi Akiva, b'charish uvakatsir tishbais is talking about Shemitah. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's talking about Shabbos. So let's go back to Shemitah. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, how do you know? All right, so maybe he doesn't hold with Tosefos Shavuos, or the Gemara actually says he holds with the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, this. He doesn't have a pasuk for it. The question would be, how does he know Charisha? So it's not so pashut, but some want to say ultimately it'll be exactly the same as Rabbi Akiva, but not through the drasha. Meaning, if Tosefes Shavias is the halacha l'maishu misinai, and that's Kailo, the Nisra of Charisha, so we make a kal v'chaymer to Shemitah itself. But you run into problems, because one of the klalim is, like Chazal have a klal in certain places, that you can't make a kal v'chaymer from a halacha l'maishu misinai. So we'll, you know, the Minchas Chinuch will talk about a lot of this, but I just wanted to get the basic hakdama, that Charisha is not nichlal in any explicit love, and whether Charisha is Asr B'Shvias, how do you know it's Asr, is totally on the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, on the Pasuk in Kisisa, B'Charish U'V'Katzir Tishvais. Okay, that according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole Pasuk is talking about Tosefes Shvias, before and after, and according to Rabbi Ishmael, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and Tosefes Shvias is a halacha l'maishah misinai. The question then becomes, what does it include? Like Rabbi Akiva, we know it includes Charisha l'chol ha'pachas. Do you know that according to Rabbi Ishmael? Yeah. I'll finish. I just want to mention one final thing. In that shtickle of Minchas Chinuch, he raises a very interesting question about noshim. Right? Are women prohibited, right? Women have to farm the land. Is a woman prohibited in the Surim of Shavias? Again? Degedish, right? Okay. Think about the early Zionists, Golda Meir, you know, with the plow, you know, this was a big thing. So the thing is that for sure, the Losa says women are mitzvah. Right? Women are mitzvah, and the Losa says. But, Legabe Charisha, if Charisha, let's say like Rabbi Akiva, is only Nasar, Mitam, a mitzvah sasei, Tishbais, then the question becomes, it's a mitzvah sasei, Shazman Gurama. So you come up with a kind of a crazy possibility, that is, a woman is not allowed to plant on Shemitah, but a woman might be allowed to plow on Shemitah, because plowing is only Nasar, Mikayach, a mitzvah sasei. On the other hand, this is totally because he brings from different Rishonim that it might be that any mitzvah that has both a lav and an asay, if remember by Hilchos Shabbos, by we say women are chayevus in Kiddush, because since they have the negative, they also have the positive. Now, is that only because of a hekesh, or is that a cloud that whenever there's a lav and an asay, anyone that has the lav also has the asay? So according to that, the argument would be that if women have the lav of Shvias, they'll also have the asay of Shvias. That's a possibility. On the other hand, the mashmas of the Gemara is it's a hekesh, but that some Rishonim do learn, whenever there's a lav, there'll also be the asay. The other possibility is this. The asay of Shvias is very different than most mitzvahs asay. Most mitzvahs asay are kum v'asay. They are telling a person to do something. Put on tefillin. Put on sitzes. Take lulav. Blow or hear shofar. It's a kum v'asay. The mitzvahs asay of resting on Shavuos. In other words, for example, the Avodram. The Avodram says that why are women peturais? From a mitzvah sasei's mangrama, because since they're torud, okay, here's a reason. Since they're torud in the raising of their families, it's not shaykh. The Torah didn't want to say at a certain time you got to stop what you're doing. What if she's nursing the baby? But if you think about it, that svara only applies when the mitzvah sasei says she has to do something. Here, the mitzvah sasei is not to do something. Rest. It's not going to take her away from the kids. In other words, if she's not going to plow, she'll have more time with her kids. So there is a swara that a mitzvah say that you are mekaye, b'shev, the altase, is actually closer to a lav than an asay. And memela, it's not shayach the patur of mitzvah say shezman grama, on passive assays, and the name like Chiyai Gavna, it would turn out that a woman would be Mitzvah in the Tishba. So there are two Svaras. There are two different Svaras why a woman might be Mitzvah in Tishbais. One would be the Svara that you're Makish, the Lav and the Asay, just like you do by Kiddush, and just like you do by Matzah. Right, the Gemara says women are Chayavas and Achilas Matzah, because you compare the Asay of Matzah with the Los Asay of Chametz. That's one Svara. The other Svara is that since this is a mitzvah saseh that is shei v'altaseh, so it's not something she has to do, it's something she has to not do, she has to rest, don't do this. It's an aseh, but it's an aseh that says rest. So in an aseh that's a shei v'altaseh, women are going to be chayavis, because especially like the Abu Dhan, I mean, there's no interference with her responsibilities as a mother. If anything, it's going to enhance it. Right? So the Mishnah Sinuch is not masking. He just points out that in none of the Sifrei Halacha is there any remez that men and women are different in the laws of Shemitah. So the Stimas HaPaiskim is that women are going to be Chayavas in all of these.
Isn't that Darshan in common as well?
Yeah, it's Darshan, but even without that, in other words, I added that. Mishnah Sinuch doesn't say what I said. I still threw the Abu Dhan. But the point is this. We could put it in a halachic way. And the halachic way is this. What is the makor that women are patures from a mitzvah sasasheh zman gerama? The makor is because we're makish all mitzvah sasasheh to tefillin. Laman tia tairas Hashem beficha. Hukshu kala terakula litfilin. Ma tfilin is man grama and nashim petures of kala mitzvahs. So if that's the makor, that you compare a mitzvah to tfilin, then in terms of the drasha, without darshan tamidikra, the drasha patters them only on a mitzvah say that's like tfilin, which is a kumbi asay. I added the Abu Dhan as a parperis, so to speak. But in Lumbus, the idea would be that it's not dumya to tfilin, which is a mitzvah bekum. Okay, that would be the one. Okay, we'll stop again. Now we're going to go back to business for a while, and then I'll tell you next time. Feel free to read whatever you want to read. Okay.
Doesn't basically be the person that really doesn't have it?
No, because that's not an onesh. That's a kafiyah. An onesh is to punish you for the past. The kafiyah and the mitzvah saseh, for example, let's say sukkah is over and you didn't build the sukkah. They can't beat you then, because that would be punishing you. But while it's still sukkah, they're doing it so you'll do the mitzvah. So the rule of ancient menadin applies to punishments, not to enforcements. So that would not be an issue.
We're already splitting the pasuk between Shabbos and so why is Rabbi Akiva unhappy to split Kasdan and Harish between?
Well, there is a difference because one is two different sentences. What does it say? It says, Yomashri Tishbais, B'Harish of the Kasdan Tishbais. So it's one thing to say, even though it's Chiddush, the first sentence, Yomashri Tishbais, is Shabbos. The second sentence is the Shabbos Haaretz. Like the first part is the Shabbos of the Adam, and the second Shabbos. But to take the single sentence and say the Torah is prohibiting Harisha during Shemitah and Ketzira after Shemitah, that already would be less. That's less likely.